KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of Durban businessman Shailen Singh believe they're a step closer to justice for their murdered son. The Durban High Court dismissed an appeal by Farrell Govender to secure bail yesterday. His brother and co-accused, Darren Govender, was granted bail of 200,000 rand last month. The siblings were arrested in connection with Singh's murder in Umhlanga last December. Singh's father, Pradeep, says the court's decision has given them hope for a fair trial.
I must commend the investigating team and the justice team on putting our faith in the justice system. As much as it would have been better to have our child back, the fact that justice has prevailed has kept our faith in the justice system.
The Govender brothers are due to return to court on the 26th of May. An economist believes the Reserve Bank might consider lowering the repo rate at its next MPC meeting in July. Homeowners and indebted consumers didn't get the relief they were hoping for when the central bank yesterday decided to keep the rate unchanged at 7.5%. Governor Lesetja Kganyogo explained that while inflation remains within the target range, global and local challenges continue to pose risks to financial stability. Economist Elna Molman says the decision caught some by surprise, especially with looming VAT rates.
The bank is very concerned about the risks to the inflation forecast, particularly coming from the global economy, and that impelled this pause today. This is a disappointment for consumers who were hoping for another interest rate cut, although it is still plausible that the Reserve Bank could cut interest rates again later this year.
And the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate has called President Donald Trump's order to dismantle the Department of Education destructive and devastating. Trump signed an executive order to shut down the agency, accusing it of breathtaking failures. He says funding will be given back to individual states.
But we're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. Probably the cost will be half, and the education will be maybe many, many times better. I want to just make one little personal statement. Teachers, to me, are among the most important people in this country. And we're going to take care of our teachers. And I don't care if they're in the union or not in the union. That doesn't matter.
By law, the Education Department cannot be shuttered without the approval of Congress. Republicans don't have the votes to push that through, but have said they'll introduce a bill to achieve that. A recap of our lead story, the family of Durban businessman Shailen Singh believe they're a step closer to justice for their murdered son. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.